Mickey's Pub and Concert Hall can be found online at moles.com. That's MULS.com.
Wednesday, 5 p.m. Nice, warm, beautiful day outside. Time for American Hit Radio. I'm Tom Ryan, your host for the next hour. My lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan.
Also known as the woman who's falling apart.
Well, you are really killing yourself lately. You really are. Heidi does... We're one of those couples that are, like, virtually never apart. Probably sometimes to the chagrin of some people. Like, you must drive them crazy. There was a point in my life, and actually it still exists. I could say this on air. I would, you know, I said, if you see me three times a year in a social environment and I'm not with Heidi, I'll buy you a car, because we're never not together. It's just, we do everything. I mean, we not only do we live together, we work together. Obviously we do the radio show together. There's nothing that pulls us into different schedules. We shop together. It's the type of thing that I think most couples would not be able to handle.
You exaggerate how much we shop together, because you thought I hadn't been to the store in about 2 or 3 months.
Well, there are occasions when I'll stay home and work on the radio show, for example, and you'll go out, but nobody's going to see me because I'm inside.
True.
But with all this, I bring this up because, you know, with Heidi and I being together and everything, she basically almost lost a finger. Really, the tip of a finger about a week ago by having it crushed in a garage door between the panels. That's bad enough. And today,
that's pretty painful.
At work, cut your cornea.
So, well, I just scraped it.
Just a minor scrape. Like, if it was bad, you wouldn't be able to.
Just a little bit.
Just keep these things. It ends here. That's it. Now, if you remember. Last week, let's talk about music, because it's depressing.
No more maladies.
Just last week, if you'll remember, we focused our show on an album by Nick Drake, mm-hmm. his solo album called Five Leaves Left. Obviously, Nick Drake was an incredibly talented British songwriter and performer who made a fantastic album that everyone ignored until he was dead. Hate when that happens, and it's a shame because it happens actually too often in this business. Well, this week, with an album that just happens to have been released at approximately the same time as Drake's album, we move our focus to an album by Townes Van Zandt, and another incredibly talented songwriter and performer based in Texas, who also made a fantastic album that everybody ignored until he was dead. The men could not have been much more different from one another. But the coincidence really goes even deeper. Both were from reasonably well-to-do families. Both shunned the privileges of that wealth. And both were exceptionally bright, but plagued by depression. The circumstances of their lives quite naturally can be interpreted as exceptionally sad, but each of them added an incredibly strong spiritual quality to their songs, which made them seem richer and more potent than anything else that was around at the time. Townes Van Zandt's eponymously titled album was his third album, and it is the first album that I am covering on our list of the alternative top 40, which is not to say that the first two albums were not fantastic. His first album was called For the Sake of the Song. Second album was called Our Mother, the Mountain. And on both of those, he had some of his best material that he had written up until that time. But the thing is, like, Jack Clement, Madman Jack, was the producer. God bless him. He's a bit of an eccentric genius, but he can be a bit nutty at times. He decided that he was going to commercialize Townes Van Zandt by adding some wacky instrumentation here and there, vocals when it wasn't necessary, backing vocals and things like that. And it kind of took away from the one-on-one quality that made Van Zandt's songs so powerful. The first album in particular suffered from production. For the sake of the song, not quite as much, but it was still like more or less very raw. So with his third album, he decided that he would revisit some of the songs, the best songs that were on his first two albums. Four of them, in fact.
Maybe deconstruct them a bit?
Yes, exactly. Now, of course, that's not exactly a commercially ingenious move, especially if the first two albums sold so poorly that they never even opened up the boxes that they were shipped in. And that's kind of what happened. Those first two albums, they came in, and really the only people who was walking around with copies of the album happened to be Van Zandt himself. Story goes, in fact, that Joe Ely was on the road once, driving down the street, when he came across a guy walking on the side of the road with a backpack hitchhiking. He picked him up, and they were talking. The guy said that he was a musician. Ely mentioned he was a musician, too. And at the end of the ride, the guy figured, you know, I want to give you something for the ride. Here's a copy of my new album. And he pulled out a copy of Our Mother, the Mountain, which was Van Zandt. And he just got his second album, and he gave it to Joe Ely. Joe Ely went back to his band, and they started playing the album, and they were like so blown away by it that it changed what they were doing right on the spot. They said, this is what we need to be doing when we write. So his influence started almost immediately, but it was literally like from hand to mouth, the way that it was working. It was so slow. And in his lifetime, it never really amounted to anything. His third album, as I said, they did change producers. This is Kevin Eggers and Jim Malloy produced this. They recorded it at Bradley's Barn, Owen Bradley's Barn in Nashville. And as I said, it has a couple of new songs for Van Zandt, but 40% of the album were like basically remakes, improvements, you could say, over what was on the earlier albums, which explains why I would not want to include both of, you know, those early albums and this. If I had to pick one or the other, this is where I would go. So I hope I'm turning you on to this, because if you do not know the music of Townes Van Zandt, I think you're in for one heck of a treat. He's probably one of the, to say that, you know, Texas is famous for having some fabulous songwriters. And if I were to say that Townes Van Zandt is probably among the top five, if not the top three, if not even the best, I'd be lying. He'd very, very, very highly rated as far as being one of the best songwriters that Texas ever had offered. And this album, I think, helps prove it. The first song is a really good example, a song that Town explains as being about, quote, the darkness of disease and the fire of frustration. He doesn't write the happiest songs in the world. I'll just say that. But sometimes you can get something out of it, because like I said, there's a lot of spirituality to them. So here it is then, from the album Townes Van Zandt, released in September 1969. No, of course it did not chart at all on any chart anywhere, but now it lives on as one of the most influential albums to come out of Texas. Here's the first song on side one, called For the Sake of the Song.
Why does she sing her sad songs? For me, I'm not the one to tenderly bring her soft sympathy. I've just begun to see my way clear and it's plain. If I stop, I will fall. I can lay down a tear for pain, just a tear and that's all. What does she want me to do? She says that she knows that moments are rare. I suppose that it's true. Then on she goes to say I don't care. All she knows that I do. Maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? She'd like to think I was cruel, but she knows that's a lie, for I would be no more than a two if I allowed her to cry all over me. All my sorrow is real, even though I can't change my plans. If she could see how I feel, then I know that she'd understand. Or does she actually think I'm to blame? Does she really believe that some word of mine could relieve all her pain? Can't she see that she grieves just because she's been blindly deceived by her shame? Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? But nothing's what it seems. Maybe she'll start someday to realize if she abandons her dreams, then all the words she can say are only lies. Oh, when will she see that to gain is only to lose. All that she offers me are her chains, and I got to refuse. Oh, but it's only to herself that she's lied. She likes to pretend there's something that she should defend with her pride. And I don't intend to stand here and be the friend from whom she must hide. Maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. And who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song.
It's interesting. There was a quote that went around for quite a while. In fact, it even adorned like a sticker on one of Townes Van Zandt's later albums, from none other than Steve Earle, who had said in an interview that Townes Van Zandt is the, quote, the best songwriter in the whole world, and I'll stand on Bob Dylan's coffee table in my cowboy boots and say that.
Awesome.
Now, of course, that embarrassed Townes Van Zandt, the fact that that a sticker saying that adorned his record for sales. He didn't like being compared to Dylan. He didn't, and after a while, I think even Earl sort of regretted it, because he did come back later and say, did I believe that Townes was better than Dylan? No, but he did say, but as a songwriter, you won't find anybody better. So he meant it. You know, when he said it, he meant it. He was just being kind of cute and funny. You know, and I think it's a pretty cool image when you're basically, if you're, you know, when Steve Earle was young and rebellious and being a troublemaker, that's exactly the sort of thing that he would have said. And nothing wrong with that. Hey, he named his son after Townes Van Zandt, Justin Townes Earle. You know, the name came from Townes Van Zandt. A lot of love for this guy as a songwriter from other songwriters, some other very good songwriters. And you just heard For the Sake of the Song, one of his songs that ended up being covered quite a bit. A lot of these songs covered quite a bit over the years. Well, here's another one. Beautiful song called Columbine.
Tossing hair raven, eyes are flashing blue, all the living that you're saving won't buy your dreams for you. Cut yourself a columbine, tear it from the stem. Now breathe upon the petals fine and throw them to the wind. Watch the petals dancing, see them twirl and sing. Now all your pride and prancing, how much does it mean? Watch the petals start to fly, and then come falling down. I hear the wind begin to cry as she sees them touch the ground. All ladylike the flower fair, someday you'll have to fall, and you can find me standing there to catch you if you call. Hair raven, eyes are flashing blue, all the living that you're saving won't buy your dreams for you.
All right. You know, if you're interested in what you're hearing by Townes Van Zandt, there is a couple of, like, documentary films about his life. The one that I remember offhand was called Be Here to Love Me, which was, I mean, considering that he was so unknown and a relatively private person, it was kind of remarkable that they had footage of him at all and enough to convey the story of his life. It's hard as a fan to equate the earlier parts of his life with the gentle sound of his music. I mean, this is a guy who, when he was younger, suffered. Well, you know, he was a bit of a genius. Like I said, he came from a wealthy family, but he was actually pretty much wanted nothing to do with the college education and what his parents were offering him and a life in the military, that sort of thing. And he was like, you know, basically, he liked cheap motel rooms and cabins in the woods. And, you know, he was an alcoholic. He had drug addictions. He was diagnosed as having bipolar disorder. At one point, you know, his family, the doctors recommended that he get shock therapy, and his mother, you know, let it happen. And she regretted it, saying it was the biggest mistake she ever made in her entire life was to allow that to happen. It ended up causing him long-term memory loss, where he basically lost an entire chunks of his life that didn't happen. And it didn't really do anything. It didn't stop him or change his behavior. Probably just made him more withdrawn. I think the reason they were worried about him is he was writing songs like this next one, which is an amazingly powerful song, one that I just can't hear enough of this one. It's called Waiting Around to Die.
Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I don't even know the reason why. But I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. All one time, friends, I had a ma, even had a pa. Well, he beat her with a belt once, cause she cried. She told him to take care of me, headed down to Tennessee. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. Came of age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. Oh, she cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. Well, I tried to kill the pain, I bought some wine and hopped a train. Seemed easier than just a waiting around to die. Then a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother did we fly. But the posse caught up with me and drug me back to Muskogee. And it's 2 long years of waiting around to die. Oh, but now I'm out of prison, I got me a friend at last. He don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. Oh, his name's Codeine, he's the nicest thing I've seen. Well, together we're gonna wait around and die. Yeah, together we're gonna wait around and die.
Yeah, it's songs like that that probably begin to make people sit up and pay attention. Like whoa, no, he's not afraid to get deep or dark.
Right.
The people who list Townes Van Zandt as having a significant influence on their own songwriting, you're not going to believe this list. Bob Dylan has, you know, basically attributed some of what he does to Townes Van Zandt. Neil Young, Willie Nelson, John Prine, Lyle Lovett, Guy Clark, Emmylou Harris, Nancy Griffith, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, Nora Jones, Gillian Welch, Garth Brooks, Conor Oberst, Caleb Falwell of Kings of Leon. These are the people who have just basically quoted as saying, yeah, he's had a profound effect on me and my music. Incredible. Let's play a couple more. Play them back to back. Play Don't Take It Too Bad. We'll let that be followed by Colorado Girl.
Well, don't you take it too bad if you're feeling unloving Well, if you're feeling unfeeling, if you're feeling alone, don't you take it too bad, 'cause it ain't you to blame, babe. Well, it's only a game made out of all of this living that we got left to do. And if you go searching for rhyme or for reason, well, then you won't have the time that it takes just for talking about the places you've been, babe, about the faces you've seen, babe, and how soft the time flies past your window at night. And we just can't have that, girl, 'cause it's a sad, lonesome, cold world, and a man needs a woman to stand by his side and whisper sweet words in his ears about daydreams and roses and playthings and the sweetness of springtime and the sound of the rain. Well, I'm going out to Denver, see if I can't find. Well, I'm going out to Denver, see if I can't find that loving Colorado girl of mine. There's a promise in her smile, shame's a mountain's tall. Oh, the promise in a smile, shame's a mountain's tall. She can bring the sun to shining, tell the rain to fall. It's been a long time, Mama, since I heard you call my name. Oh, been a long time since I heard you call my name. I got to see my Colorado girl again, be there tomorrow. Mama, don't you cry, be there tomorrow. Now, Mama, don't you cry. I got to kiss these lonesome Texas blues goodbye. Well, I'm going out to Denver, see if I can't find Well, I'm going out to Denver, gonna see if I can't find that loving Colorado girl of mine. That loving Colorado girl of mine.
No, play another. Oh, that's right. That was it. I played them both. I'm sorry. I was thinking, right, I want to keep playing. I want to listen to this. All right. Well, we just heard two songs back to back. We heard Don't Take It Too Bad, which is, I think, is a song that should have been passed around. Guy Clark did a really nice version of it. He's one of the many people that covered it and had a little bit of success with it. But I want to hear that song. I just imagine it like in the hands of like if a soul singer had got a hand of it, like if it was given the I Can't Stop Loving You treatment, that sort of a thing with a chorus. And I mean, I know it sounds like, okay, that's exactly why the songs didn't work on the first two albums, but when Towns Van Zandt sings them, you expect them to be gentle and pared down and simple. But if somebody else had, like, you know, was able to give it the glorious treatment, they might have had something there. And the last track we just heard, Colorado Girl, I think is a great example in the way because of the way that it features Towns' finger picking style. He has this way of playing in a really beautiful, gentle way that doesn't get in the way of the song, but keeps it moving. It doesn't have to, like a lot of people can do it. They can be very, very busy. I think the people who play in a more spacious manner are underrated. And I think that's the case with Towns Van Zandt. Well, you're listening to American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC, Nassau Community College. Your host, Tom Ryan, Heidi Morales Ryan with me here as well. We do this every Wednesday and Friday from 5 until 6 p.m. And if you're interested in the show, if you're interested in this album, you want to hear a little bit of it again to decide what you think or go a little bit deeper, perhaps, help yourself. We will be loading this show up onto our website, along with all of the other previous shows that we've done for the past, oh, I'm not kidding now, 12 years worth.
Maybe more.
That's insane. It's just unbelievable. That's like 600.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It's more than 600 shows. We're populating our website with all of them now. The one section of the website that was very difficult to fill up completely was the How Music Changed portion, which is our Friday show. And we are just now beginning to get up the really old shows. I know we just loaded up parts 1 through 4 out of that 250-part series.
Wow. Getting and populated again.
Finally.
Awesome.
Exactly. So we're getting up the older ones. So if you're interested, check some of them out. You can hear what we sounded like 12 years ago, if our voices were any higher pitched or if we were talking faster. The site is AmericanHitNetwork.com. Or if you just search for American Hit Radio, the name of the show, it'll come right up. And I think the site's easy enough to navigate. You don't need me to explain it. We redid it in the past year, and it's pretty.
It's awesome.
It's a very pretty site.
We were nominated for an award for it.
Yes, we were. It was a national award for basically. It was the same thing based upon all the college awards that WHPC was nominated in a number of categories, but our website was one of 5 out of 5,000 that got nominated. So it's pretty cool. I think you'd like it if you checked it out. So if you have some time, see what you think. All right. Meanwhile, let's get back to the album. We are playing the album entitled Towns Van Zandt, named after the man who made it. His third album, released in September of 1969. Talk about a sleeper album, an album that's just full of like remarkably intelligent songwriting that to this day, I think people are still beginning to discover slowly the genius of it. This next song is, I guess you could call it a mining ballad, and it's called Lungs.
Won't you lend your lungs to me? mine are collapsing. Plant my feet and bitterly breathe up the time that's past. Breath I'll take and breath I'll give. Pray the day's not poised. Stand among the ones that live in lonely indecision. Fingers walk the darkness down, mine is on the midnight. Gather up the gold you found, you fool, it's only moonlight. And if you stop to take it home, your hands will turn to butter. Better leave this dream alone, try to find another. Salvation sat and crossed herself and called the devil partner. Wisdom burned upon a shelf, who'll kill the raging cancer. Seal the river at its mouth, take the water prisoner. Fill the sky with screams and cries, bathe in fiery answers. Jesus was an only son and love his only concept. But strangers cry in foreign tongues and dirty up the doorstep. And I for one and you for two ain't got the time for outside. Keep your injured looks to you, we'll tell the world that we tried.
Every time I hear somebody talk about, you know, clean coal, I want to play that song for them. So realize that there's not only is there no such thing as clean coal, but playing up the fantasy that there is really doing nothing more than forcing maybe perhaps another generation to some incredibly torturous means of existence, where they make virtually no money and they die at an early age because of all sorts of problems that the ravages of coal mining will do to your health is just unbelievable. There's nothing good about it. And in this day and age, it's so incredibly unnecessary. So much for my political rant. The song makes me think that because I just, when I hear people trying to make an argument for it, I'm thinking like the only reason you would ever say that is for financial reasons. You're thinking that maybe it's easier or cheaper or you're lazy as opposed to trying to basically doing the right thing and moving on. So anyway, I'll leave it at that. Back to music.
Please.
It's really the only thing I know about anyway, right? I said there were four songs on this album that were remakes that appeared on earlier albums. For the Sake of the Song was one of them. Waiting Around to Die was another. And this song is the third that was actually recorded once before. It appears under the title I'll Be There in the Morning, or eventually changed to I'll Be Here in the Morning, which is how it appears on this album. Here it is.
There's no stronger wind than the one that blows down a lonesome railroad line. No prettier sight than looking back in a town you left behind. But there's nothing that's as real as the love that's in my mind. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. Well, there's lots of things along the road I'd surely like to see. I'd like to lean into the wind, tell myself I'm free. But your softest whispers louder than the highway's call to me. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. All the mountains and the rivers and the valleys can't compare to your blue-lit dancing eyes and yellow shining hair. I could never hit the open road and leave you lying there. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. I'll lay your head back easy, love. Close your crying eyes. I'll be laying here beside you when the sun comes on the rise. I'll stay as long as the cuckoo wails and the lonesome blue jay cries. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while.
One of the most amazing things about Townes Van Zandt to me is that he could write songs like that that could almost like accompany you through your life, almost like a theme song. Something like that is a type of song that you could live with as, and just say, like, you know, that is a beautiful song to describe our relationship. You know, that's something that I want to live by, about, you know, making something of a commitment, at least from day to day or short term, but basically letting it go linger on and on and on. And he's done that. I mean, we used the Townes Van Zandt song.
Well, it's a reference to trusting, right?
Yeah.
Close your eyes. I'll be here in the morning.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's, and yet, you know, that's the one side. The other side is that obviously he can be, he can cover the dark side quite well. This next track is more or less the flip side of that coin. The song is called Fare Thee Well, Miss Carousel. And for me, this is like, it's Dylan-like, especially with regard to the bitterness of the lyrics and the dreamscape lyricism that he uses to express his frustration and, I guess, subdued anger that at whoever Miss Carousel may be. Here's the song.
Well, the drunken clown's still hanging round, but it's plain the laughter's all died down. The tears he tried so hard to hide are flowing. And a blind man with his knife in hand has convinced himself that he understands. I wish him well, Miss Carousel, but I got to be a-going. Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me then? I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name. Well, the lady's been told that all the gold is worth so much it can't be sold. No time to weep, she'll need her sleep tomorrow. When she carries her face to the marketplace and bets it on the opening race, she can ring her bells, Miss Carousel, but her singing brings me sorrow. Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me then? I'll stand outside your window and I'll proudly call your name. Well, it's always done, every mother's son is shown that grown men never run, and so they fight with all the might inside them. But when their battle's been fought and they've all been taught that the trick is just not being caught, will you give them hell, Miss Carousel, when they're begging you to hide them? Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me then? I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name. When the need arose, your eyes fell closed, you clamped your fingers around your nose. Would you say that's any way to judge him? Well, you haven't got the authority to kill him in the first degree, but would you feel compelled, Miss Carousel, if you had something to begrudge him? Velvet beach far beneath the reach of those that come to pry and preach, the natural man that tried to stand is fallen. Well, how long will it be before he sees you own his legs but his mind is free? Only you can tell, Miss Carousel, how long will he be crawling? Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me then? I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name. Oh, the castle wall has grown so tall, seems there ain't no hope at all to reach the top, even though you stop for breathing. But I ain't gonna try to make you cry, the teardrops couldn't find your eyes. It's all been swell, Miss Carousel, but the time has come for leaving. Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me then? I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name. Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me, then I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name. Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me, then I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name. Sure that you don't need me then, I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name.
One of the few songs that has like basically a full drum kit on it on the album, and the song
really
holds up to it.
Odd fills though.
Yeah, it's a, you know, the playing maybe is a bit odd, and again it's mixed back so it stays out of the way. But I know that if I were going to be playing, if I was playing with a bunch of folkies who wanted to cover that song, if I played that drum part, they'd kill me. They'd totally kill me. All right. The fourth song that was re-recorded. Really, the reason is very simple why that happened, too. I mean, Townes was just, you know, this guy who was in Texas, he was a folk singer. He didn't really know other musicians. He knew he was totally disconnected. So when somebody heard him and said that they wanted to take him to Nashville, he just was happy to be in the studio, sit there and do what he was told, surrounded by talented players. And they were very talented players. It's just that he didn't really need to have a recorder, you know, on a lot of the tracks or the organ or whatever other instruments they decided to drop in, you know, that Jack Clement was dropping in to make it fit. Everybody tried their best, just that nobody quite knew exactly what was going to work, because Townes Van Zandt wasn't really a country artist, and even as a folk artist, he was a little bit unusual. He was a Texas songwriter and somebody who was like very, very deeply personal. And this is like in an era before the whole personal singer songwriter thing was big. Like Townes Van Zandt and Nick Drake were on the cusp of something new. This is before Jackson Browne released his first solo album, for example. James Taylor, Fire and Rain, didn't happen yet. So this is early in the game. And recognize that they are cutting edge, essentially, with what they're doing. Well, here's that fourth song I was talking about that was a remake. It's called Quicksilver Daydreams of Maria.
Well, a diamond fades quickly when matched to the face of Maria. All the harps, they sound empty when she lifts her lips to the sky. All the brown of her skin makes her hair seem a soft golden rainfall. It spills from the mountains to the bottomless depths of her eyes. Well, she stands all around me, her hands slowly sifting the sunshine. All the laughter that lingered down deep beneath her smiling is free. Well, it spins and it twirls like a hummingbird lost in the morning. Then caresses the south wind and silently sails to the sea. All the sculptor stands stricken, and the artist he throws away his brushes. When her image comes dancing, the sun she turns sullen with shame. And the birds they go silent, and the wind stops his sad mournful singing. When the trees of the forest start gently to whisper in her name. So as softly she wanders, I'll desperately follow her footsteps. And I'll chase after shadows that offer a trace of her sigh. Oh, they promise eternally that she lies hidden within them. But I find they've deceived me, and sadly I bid them goodbye. So the serpent slides slowly away with his moments of laughter. And the old washerwoman has finished her cleaning and gone. But the bamboo hangs heavy in the bondage of quicksilver daydreams. And a lonely child longingly looks for a place to belong.
the more romantic songs written by Townes Van Zandt. Just a taste of the ingenious style of songwriting that he has to offer here on this album entitled Townes Van Zandt. I really hope you've enjoyed the past hour hearing these songs. And if I could, I would say to you that this album is really but a drop in the bucket. He did die young. He died at 52. Maybe not young, but still. He didn't put out a tremendous amount of albums, especially in the latter part of his life when he was getting ill. But the stuff that is out there, I would say it's really, there's hardly anything that's not worth hearing. Even the first album, like I said, with the overproduction, is glorious in places. It's a beautiful record. This is the first where it begins to come together. But from this point on, you'll be hearing from him again. From me, I'll be playing more of him, I promise. I mean, he wrote a song that changed my life and my philosophy when I was getting divorced. There was a song of his called To Live Is to Fly that I took to heart so profoundly because it was one of those songs that basically can lift you up, basically say you're not supposed to be allowing yourself to feel this way. To live is to fly. And that just basically gave me just the right shot of energy that I needed to basically find the right attitude as I moved forward. That was, as you know, Heidi, I think that was a song that I dedicated to you early on when we first met.
Yes, you did.
When I heard it.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but yes, you did.
Yes. So, I dedicated to you again. Although the song that I do have to play is a song about a breakup, and that's how the album ends.
Aww.
And we'll leave you with this very beautiful breakup song called None But the Rain. Take care, everybody. Enjoy the evening, and we will be back on Friday at 5 as we continue our coverage of the Kinks. Show number 31. Wow, it's crazy. See you then. Bye-bye.
Had our day, but now it's over. We had our song, but now it's sung. We had our stroll through summer's clover, but summer's gone now, our walking's done. Tell me gently, who'll be your lover? Who'll be your lover after I'm gone? Will it be the moon that hears your sighing? Will it be the willow that hears your lonesome song? Will it be the rain that clings to your bosom? Will it be the sunshine that dries your golden hair? Will it be the wind that warns of my returning? Will a rose be in your arms when I find you waiting there? But the rain shall cling to my bosom. None but the moon shall hear my lonesome sigh. None but the wind shall warn of your returning. Fare thee well, my love. Goodbye.
See, this...